Yeah, we're holding that Samach Dalad on the base, the bottom Gemara. Okay, the last Gemara was there, said by two dots, the bottom two dots. V'noisein lo chatzi kaf kitnis. When you have to support your wife, you have to give her, no matter how poor you are, at least a chatzi kaf, half of a kaf of kitnis of beans. Now the Gemara says, v'ilu yayin lo kitoni. The Mishnah does not talk about if a husband has to supply his wife with wine. So Gemara says, Messiah le Reb Elazar. It's a proof to Reb Elazar. The Yom Reb Elazar, because Reb Elazar says, Alocha is Ein Poiskin. Ein Poiskin Yenis Leisha. You don't have to give wine to a lady. By such a lady is not supposed to drink wine. Rashi says, Gersa should be Ein Bezdin Poiskin Yenis Leisha. Rashi says, Why Sha Yayin Magilo Letaivas Tashmish? Because if an Isha, woman, if a lady drinks wine, he'll just make a little shikin, she'll go to have tashmish tavznus. Samara says, V'yim taimim, maybe he'll ask me a question as a pasuk that says, Elucha achra moyavai, noisni lachmi umeimai, tzimri yapishti shmoni ushkuye. That says, Mashmish, she'll go after the person that loves her, like a husband, that gives her her bread, her water, her tzemer, the wool, the pish, and the flax, shimni ma'oil, ushkuyei, Pasha Mashma thinks that she drinks strong drinks. Mashma, the husband, does give her wine. So Mora says, no, what it means is, Dvorim she'isha mishtakekes aleihim, things that a lady really wants to have. Uman ninu, what are these things that she really wants to have? Tachshitim, it means her jewelry. So ushkuyei just means her jewelry, her husband has to give her jewelry. Tereinachnami, wine, he's not supposed to give her. Now, Dorish Reb Yehuda Ishkva Nevira, Reb Yehuda, a person from this place called Nevira, the Yarmulo, and some say Ishkva Nofer, the name of the city he came from was Nafer, Chayil, the city was called Nafer Chayil, that Mina Yin Shein Poiskin Yenis Leisha, how do we know this? That you're not supposed to supply a lady with wine, Shinemar Apostle says, Vatokom Chana, and Chana got up, Acharei Achilo, Bishila, after she got finished eating in Shila, the Yachre Shosa, and after Mashmi, he got finished drinking. So the Diki Shosa, he was drinking, her husband, for Loy Shosa, it doesn't say they were both drinking. Mashmi Chana, she, the lady, was not drinking wine. For the Gemara, why do you make such a Dik? Elamayati, if so, the Pasuk also says, Ochla, Mashmi, only she was eating. For Loy Ochla, he was not eating also. Like you see, you can't make a Dik. So Mora says, Hochinami. Like, is this what you want to say? Is it possible to say they both weren't eating? It's more so like this. It's like a true. But rather, Anan midishoni krobidiburei kamrinan. My dik is from this pasuk that Chana was not drinking wine, only a husband, because since the pasuk changed around the way he was talking. Called midishoni kro, since the pasuk changes it around, bidibura from the language the way he was talking. Why? Michti bigavo kostik. We're talking about Chana, we're talking about her. Viosi. So my time, Shani, how come it changes now? Talk about Russian Zohar like. It means to tell us that as far as the drinking goes, only your husband was drinking and not her. This is the proof that a lady is not supposed to drink wine. Meisvei have a kash like this. It says, Regila, if she's used to drinking, then the husband does have a chiyuv to give his wife wine. So Gemara says, Regila Shani, where she's used to it, then you're supposed to give it to her. So Rashi says, Kivon diyene chidishlo, it's not something new to her. Kvadoshabah, she's used to it. Veinem azich liba, doesn't change her heart. So such a lady that's used to drinking wine, and wine doesn't mean anything to her, then it's only like a good drink, so therefore her husband has to give it to her. Diyomarab chinuno, barkana, omar shmuel, that regila, when a lady is used to drinking wine, and it doesn't affect her, noisna lo koisechut, then you are supposed to give her one cup of wine. Shaina regila, let's say she's not used to drinking, noisna lo shne koises, then you give her two cups of wine. For the Gemara, my comma, what are you saying? Like, it doesn't make any sense. If the lady that's used to drinking, you only give her one cup, how come the lady that's not used to drinking, you give her two cups? How could that be? Some Abaye says, Hochikom, this is what the Gemara means to say. Regila bifnei baila shnei koises. If she's used to drinking wine, and she's also in front of her husband, then you can let her drink two cups of wine. Like, since the husband is there, he'll watch her, we're not afraid anything will happen to her. But shaloi bifnei baila. Let's say she's not in front of a husband and she wants to drink wine. Noistan la kaisechet. Then we only give her one cup of wine. Since she's used to it, it won't affect her that much, and therefore it's okay to drink it even without a husband. Mashenkin einu regila. Let's say a lady that's not used to drinking wine, then bifnei baila is ela kaisechet. Then if she's in front of a husband, if her husband is there, then we're allowed to give her one cup of wine. But shaloi bifnei baila, when she's not in front of a husband, then you're not supposed to give her any wine at all. Because such a lady, we're afraid that she'll be meziach daitoi, and she maybe want to have tashmish with somebody. The boy is saying another teretz is like this. I'll tell you, regila, a lady that's used to drinking wine, then we give her wine, Rashi says, lahatim tarsha, like at the end of the meal, or to make the food taste good, then we could give her wine. The Yomar Abavu Amar Rav Yechanan, Maisa b'kalosoi shal nakdimu ben-Gurion. It once happened a story with the daughter-in-law of this big usher, this big rich person, that the Gemara in Gittin talks about him, and the Gemara later will talk about him, nakdimu ben-Gurion. He was one of the three rich people in Yerushalayim. She'poskul lo hachomim sosayin yayin letzike kedera mi'era Shabbos le'era Shabbos. The Chama Paskin that her husband has to give her sosayim, two saws worth of wine, letzike kedera, that she could eat it with the food she's drinking to make her food taste good from one era Shabbos to another era Shabbos. So mashmir, if they're drinking it for the tzike kedera with the food to make the food taste good, then it's alright. Then they won't get shikar either. But if they start want to drink the wine because of wine that they get like high, then you shouldn't give them wine at all. So that's another teretz. There's a difference when and why they're drinking the wine. If it's just to make the meal taste good, part of the meal, then it's alright. But if it's like after the meal, just to have the strong drink, then they should not have it. Omru lehen, so they said that, kach tifsiku levnei seichem. That's the way all Jewish girls, like she was zayichet to have, like a bracha, like, just like the daughter-in-law of Nakdima ben Gurion had such a big amount of food to eat, and that's why she needed so much wine for tzika kadera, every Jewish girl should have that also. And the Gemara says, though, but Tana, it was learned that Shemeris Yavim Haisa, she was a Shemeris Yavim. In other words, her first husband died, and the brother now came to marry her. So therefore, v'le'onu achrei mamin. On this case, Chom did not answer back and say, amen, like it should be true. Like even though in one way he's saying a bracha, that all Jewish girls should have so much wine and so much food to eat, but they don't want to say amen, because not everybody should be like her, that her first husband died, and the brother and the second brother had to marry her. Another verse says, Tana will not like this. Kois echod yofelisha. If a lady drinks one cup of wine, it's okay, it's good. Shnayim nivelu. If she drinks two cups of wine, it's not nice for her. It's nivel, it's not a nice thing for her to do. Shloisha, if she drinks already three cups of wine, then tevas peteh, like she'll become immoral already, and she'll even go over to men and be tevay, says she wants to have tashmish, she wants to live with you. A good kumish go to her husband also, but kopon, it's not nice for Nisha to do this, and if she gets so high already, she'll be tevas peteh, she'll ask to have to live with her husband with her mouth. Arbo, if she drinks four cups of wine, then afilu chamor tevas peshuk v'yena makpedis. If she drinks four cups of wine, she'll be so shikha that even if she meets a donkey in the street and wants to live with her, she'll be maskim. She won't know the difference. V'yena makpedis, she won't be makmid, they won't bother her to live with a donkey. Right, Omar Rabba says, loishonu ele shein bayil ima. This is only if her husband is not there to watch her. Then she should not drink more than one cup of wine. But let's say your husband is with her, then less lunda, then it doesn't make that much of a difference. Then she could even drink three or four cups of wine, and the husband is there to watch her, nothing will happen. The whole case before we start out was derived from Chana. It says Chana was eating a mash, but she was not drinking, she didn't drink wine. Her husband Akana was there with her, so how come she didn't drink wine? And if the Gemara, the husband was there with her, so how come she didn't drink wine? There they were not in their own house, they were guests by Eli, by the Beis Hamikdash there. So therefore, since they weren't in their own house, not in the Beis Hamikdash, but the Kopan, they were there in the base. Therefore, there were guests there, therefore it's not nice for her to drink wine there. The Yomar Rafuna says, Minayin le'achsanoi shosa b'tashma shamita. If somebody is visiting by somebody else's house, you're a guest in somebody's house, You're not supposed to live with your wife there in the guest in the person's house. Shenema, the pasuk says, "V'yashkimu ba'boyka." They got up in the morning. V'yishtachlo fnei Hashem. V'yeshuvu. V'yavoyu el beisam hermosa. V'yedel kones chana ishtoi. Mashrum, when they came home, that's when Achana first lived with his wife. V'yiskaru Hashem. They remembered Hashem. Hashdin mikaraloi. Mashrum, before when they were guests by somebody else, they did not live together. When they came home, then they lived together. So therefore, if you're an achsanoi, if you're guest by somebody else there, it's not nice to drink wine, because even though your husband is there, but it's not nice to have tashmish with your husband either there. Nice, it's brought down the ikatamis because the sheets become dirty. It's not nice for the guest to see it. Of his manazich, if they're careful, if they have a towel there, if they can make it, there's nothing's nicker on the sheet or their special sheets, then it would be alright. Moreover, chuma tveisua the baya. Chuma was Abaya's wife. Asur lekaim the rova. She came in front of rova. Omrulo, she said to him, possibly mizoni, like I want you as bezdin to make a psak how much mizonis I get. Mashma husband died, and she wanted to collect mizonis now from the isaimim. So you like the bezdin, make up a psak how much mizonis I should get. Is posaklo, she made up how much they have to feed her. Posakli chamra, so she said, don't you give me wine? Omale, so Rava said back, yodana bebe nachmenid lehevi shasi chamra. I know that like your husband, Abaya, did not used to drink wine. So, Mastam, he didn't give you wine either. You're not used to drinking wine. We do not have to give you wine. Omrulo chayid demar dehavi mashkali b'shufrizi. No, like I swear in his life that he used to drink a lot of wine. B'shufrizi means like in this horn. Ki hai, in this amount of wine we used to drink. Bahadid de komachvili. Now, wild, chumra. Abaya's wife was showing Rava how much wine she used to drink. Is his bahadi de komach vilei while she was showing to Rava igla dora that her dress by the arm came up a little bit and it was uncovered her dora, it was uncovered her sleeves, her arms is nofen luhura vaveidina, it like it was lit up in the bezdin. So come Rava, vice versa, that Rava saw her like an uncovered part of her, and he had a little bit tighter because of that. So therefore, come Rava, Rava got up, all of this, so he went home, and Tova Labas of Chizda, his Rava's wife was the daughter of Rav Chizda. So he went to his wife to say, let's live together. In other words, vice versa, Rava was afraid that maybe Chvais will see Zerah because of that, because since he saw the Isha Sabaya, so he went home now to live with his own wife. They shouldn't come to any chet of having a tzoros elavatolo. So Omrulei, Vas Rav Chizda, so his wife, the daughter of Rav Chizda, said to Rava, Man hevi yidim aveidina, who was there in Bezdin? Like how she saw something was fishy. Now all of a sudden Rava came home and said, let's live together. So she figured something must have happened. So she asked Taka Rava, who was there in the Bezdin today? Omalo, so he said back, Omalo, Chumiyah. So Rava said, Yishno Chomiya Devesu Dabaya, that she was in Bezdin today. So Novka Abasra, so now Rava's wife went out after the wife of Abaya, Machtalo the Kulfi, she like hit her with a stick, Yeshida Adiafkale Mikulu Machuza, till she like drove her out of the whole town, she drove her out of the town. Rashi says, the manol shalagas, with a manol of a wooden shoe, she went out to get her. So Omrullah, so Rav's wife said to Abaya's wife, "Katalta l'cho t'losa. You already killed your three husbands. Rashmi, she was married three times, and all the husband three times, the husband died. V'yasta l'mikta l'achrini, and now you want to go and kill another one, like you want my husband to die. So that's what Rav's wife did to Abaya's wife. V'ayta deveisua the Rabbi Yosef rei the Rava, the wife of Rabbi Yosef, the son of Rava. Ostla came to the Nechemia, prayed to Rabbi Yosef. She also went in front of Nechemia, prayed to Rabbi Yosef. Omrulei, she said to him, Psukli Mizoini, stand the same thing, her husband died, and she wanted to collect now Mizoinis from Yisoimim. So she told him, make up sack, make up how much Mizoinis I deserve to get. Is Postaglos, so they made up. Postagli Chamra, so then she said, but how come you're not giving me any wine? Is Postaglos, Itaka gave her. Omalokos, he said like this, Yodana Bhu Bivne Mechuz Vishosi Chamra, because I know in the town that they drink a lot of wine there. So we had one terrace before when they were regular, when they used to drinking wine, then we could give them wine. Tiveisua the Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef's wife, Pared Rabbi Menashia, Midville, from this place of Deville, is also a kaim of the Rabbi Yosef. So she came in front of Rabbi Yosef. And normally she said to him also the same question that possibly Mizoyne, I want you to make up how much Mizoyne I'm going to receive to like to support me. She, like he was the best, then she made up how much Mizoyne could she get. It's possibly, so she made up how much she deserves. Possibly Chamra, she also asked, how come you're not giving me any wine, give me wine. It's possibly, he says, okay, and he made up not to give her wine also. She says, I want some silk also. Omala Shiroi Loma. What do you need silk for? Omrale Lecho Lechavacho Ulechav Rucha. In other words, Shagrashi says, she wanted to dress nicely, to be respectful, just like Vice says she was respectful before. So she didn't want to become Namavuza, like be disrespectful by the people. So therefore, she wanted to have Vice says Shiroyim of silk the same way she had before. Right, and then the Mishnah says, your wife, her husband has to give his wife, v'noisen lo mityat givru bed u'mafetz and the cushions, v'dimor mafetz u'machtzalos lo amalo. Why does she have to have two things, mashmo like a mattress and reeds and mats? What does she need two for? Lo amalo diyoiv lo, how can I have to give her both? Amarav topo, be'as for the nehigi, demali apuria v'chavli, demavagrilo. It's a place that the bed itself was made out of straps, like. So you can't lie on the straps, you'll hurt yourself. Therefore, first you have to have a mattress, and you have to have a mat also. That's why you have to give her both. But it could be other places that the bed itself you could sleep on, you don't have to give her a special mattress. Tana Rabbanan would not like this. A noisnin lo kar uksos. You don't have to give her like a pillow and a cushion. Mishum Reb Nosson Omru, Reb Nosson says no. In the name of Reb Nosson, I said over, noisnin lo kar uksos. You do have to give her the pillow and cushions. What's the case talking about? Idi Orcha, if that was her normal way of living, that she used to having pillows and cushions, my time of the Tanakama, how come a Tanakama says you don't have to give it to her? If she's used to it, you have to give her what she's used to. Vidi lo Orcha, if she's not used to it, my time with Rab Nosson, how come you have to give it to her? Lo Tzricha, we're talking about like this. Regarding the Orcha, the day, Velav Orcha, the day. Where the husband was used to using these pillows and cushions, but she was not used to. This is the machlokes Tanakama sover omalo ki azilna shakilnulhu. The Tanakama says like this: that omalo, the husband could tell her ki azilna, when I go away shakilnulhu, I'm going to take it with me because you're not used to it, just me. So when we're not going to sleep together, like I'll take it with me. The ki asina, when I come to you to live together with you, my sinalo, true, then we'll live together. So it's not nice that I should have and you don't have, then I'll give you. I'll give it to you. If you have nothing, so no, Omrele, she could say, Zimna de Misrami ben Ashmoshes. Like Mash, we're talking about in the Mishnah, Yamashra de Shlish, means the husband is away the whole week and he only comes home for Shabbos. So she could say, sometimes you're going to come home by Ben Ashmoshes. For a Motis Maisilo, and you won't be able to bring any pillows or cushions on Shabbos. Fishakalta Lididi, and you're going to take away mine, Omagin Miss Lealari, and make me sleep on the floor. Therefore, she has a right to say, no, you have to give me the mats and the cushions. So, therefore, let's say, even though she has her own cushions or so, still the husband has to give it to her. Give her another pair, like. So, even a case where the husband comes and doesn't have his own, she'll have like two pairs, she'll have an extra pair of cushions for him also. Right, then the Mishnah says, "V'noisim lo kapa." You have to give like a covering for a hair. Oma leiv Rav Papa Abaye. Rav Papa said to Abaye, "Hi Tana, this Tana shliach like the Tana of our Mishnah. Shliach hat loy v'romim misani. But does it expect the lady to go without clothing, and we're only worried about buying shoes? In other words, the Mishnah says that you have to buy a new pair of shoes miyomtiv liyomtiv. Three times a year, you have to buy a new pair of shoes." Mashenkin about buying a new clothing, that the Tana says you only have to buy it once. So how come? The Chura, does it mean to say when the clothing are used up, she goes without clothing? Like, why don't we talk about buying the clothing three times a year? How come we only talk about buying the shoes three times a year? So Amla, he answered back, Tana b'mokum horim koi. Our Tana is talking about people that live on mountains. The loy sagi b'loy tlosa zugi misani. that they have to have three different pair of shoes. They use them up very fast. The Yagav Urcha Kamashmlon, in a normal manner, it teaches us Kamashmlon the Nesivnu Nahalei the Mayid, that buying the new shoes already during Yom Tov time, that you at least have new ones for Yom Tov. Hiechad in the heavy law Simcha Bagavayu, that she should have Simcha, she should be happy with the new shoes on Yom Tov. So therefore, that's what the Mishnah is telling us in Chiddush. It could be clothing and a chlami also you have to get it three times. Maybe not. It depends when the clothing gets used up. The Chiddush and Mishnah is that people that live on mountains and use shoes a lot, so they have to have three pairs of shoes throughout the year. And the Chiddush is, since you have to buy them, you might as well buy them Yom Tov already for Yom Tov to give them Simchas Yom Tov. Then the Mishnah says, V'kedem shem chamishim zuz. You have to buy a dress or clothing worth 50 zuz. Omra Abaye said, Chamishim zuzei pshiti. It has to be 50 simple or small zuzim. Mimai, what's the proof? Midiktoni, since it says, B'medavor mamurim. When was this said? The end of the Mishnah says, B'oni shabi Yisrael. A very, very poor person. He has these halachis. Avo b'mechubid, mashma, somebody that's mechubid, that's respectful. Is hakol ufik v'idai. Then as rich as the husband is, as much money as he has, according to that, that's how much he has to spend upon his wife. Now, you want to tell me, chamishim zuz mamish, it means mamish, 50 zuz, big ones, expensive ones, only chamishim zuz minole, if the person is so poor, how can we talk about big like 50 zuz? He doesn't have so much. Elishmamina, chamishim zuz, pshiti, means the smaller amount of money of chamishim zuz. As even this much, no matter how poor you are, this much you have to spend. Rashi says zuzi pshita means zuzi medina. Shein shminish sheb zuzi tsuri. It's 1/8 of the regular big zuz in tsuri. Right. Then the Mishnah says v'yei noisnun lo chadoshim. Don't give her the new ones in the summer months. Torah rabbanan. We don't like this. Moiser mezoinis labal. Like the Mishnah you just got finished learning says how much food you have to give your wife. So let's say she doesn't eat that much and she has left over from this amount of food that you're giving her. Halacha is goes back to the husband. Moisa belois leisha. Let's say the clothing, the worn out clothing that she still keeps. Rashi says moisa belois means. We'll see later. Samura says now moisa belois leisha lomala. What does she need it for? The leftover, the worn out clothing. So marach rach besesha meschas seben bimeni dosa. Yes, she wears it when she's in nida. Kadesh le tizgan abayla. She should not look ugly in the eyes of the husband. Rashi says, "Bimei tarosa, the levushim begodim shalosh bimei nidus." In other words, it's important for her to wear other type of clothing when she's a nida, not such nice clothing, in order that when she becomes tall, the husband should like to look at her again. Like so, therefore, she should keep a good clothing when she's tall, and the worn-out clothing that she should use when she's a nida. Omer Abaye says, "Naktin, we hold that moise beloyis." The leftover clothing, almona of an almona liyorshov, goes to his yorshim. So Rashi says that means in the case, Rashi says, almona hanizoinis mnichsi yisoimim. She's an almona, and she gets mizoinis from the yisoimim. Valeyim litan lo kelim shachamishim zuz. The yisoim also have to pay you $50 to buy clothing mishana lashana. So the worn out clothing over here goes back to the yorshim. Hosim hu d'loit is gana biyapei. We just said when the husband's alive, the Isha keeps the worn out clothing. Why? Because we want her to wear them when she's in Nida. Kadeda, when she's Tahira, she'll look nicer. So it's a Savara, she should have those clothing in order to look nice when she's Torah. But Hocha, when the husband died, she's an Amona, Tizgana for Tizgana, we don't care how ugly she looks. So therefore, let her wear her good clothing both when she's Nida and when she's Torah. Therefore, the ruined clothing she does not need. It has to go back to the Yorshim, and they'll sell it and use the money. Right, the Noisten lo more kesef. The Mishnah says, what? The husband has to give an extra special allowance of more kesef. And for this, the husband gets back the Moiser Mais Yadayim, according to one man the Yomah. But then the Mishnah says, the what? Rakoponav Yechali Simoy Melel Shabbos Lel Shabbos. Koponav once a week, Friday night, they have to eat together. Gemara says, "Ma'ir chelus." What does it mean they have to eat? So Rav Nachman Amar chelus mamish. Yes, it means mamish. The husband has to invite his wife at least Friday night tea together. Rav Ashi Yom Tashmish. No, the suda they could have separately, but it means the husband has to have tashmish with his wife on Friday night. Tanan we learned in our Mishnah Chelisi Moi Leil Shabbos. They have to eat together on Leil Shabbos. So Bishlei Melaman the Yom Achil, it says they're eating. Haino Diktoni Yecheles. That's why it says they eat. Elaman the Yom Atashmish. But behold, it's not the eating, but it means they have to live together. Mai Yecheles. How come it says Lashon eating? It should have said they should have both have Tashmish together. So Gemara says Lishna Malya. It's a nice way of talking. Kedach Silva. The pasuk says in Mishlei. Ochla she ate, umach to pee, she wiped her mouth, v'yomaloi palti up, and I didn't do anything wrong. Which really means she had znus. So you see, lashon of znus of tashmish goes with lashon of achila, ochla. Meisri avakasha. Says Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, oicheles b'leil Shabbos, v'shabbos. They're supposed to eat together on the night, by Shabbos and by day. So bishlei melamandi yomar achila, if you say it means the mamash have to eat together. That's why it's learned for Shabbos on by day also. You have to have a sudur at night, you have to have a sudur by day. So by both sudis, the husband has to eat with his wife. Elo leman diyom tashmish, but if you learn here now, ochlo, only means they have to live together. Tashmish be Shabbos miika, by daytime on Shabbos they're supposed to live together. V'omer Rafuna, Rafuna said that Yisrael akadoshim heim, Yisrael is kodesh. V'yei mishamshim mitoseim b'yoyim. They don't live together by daytime, only at nighttime. So how come here it says Lashon Ochlo by Shabbos also? And the Gemara is Tasna Nakasha. Homa Rav, Rav has said, the bayis ofo mutter. If it's in a dark room, and then it's mutter even at daytime also. So if it could mean to say he's supposed to live with his wife, Ochlo here means Tashmish, and it means at night and by daytime. Then the Mishnah says, what's if she's nursing? Then she has to work less and she gets more food. Dorish Rabbi Ula, Dorish Rabbi Ula, Rabba Apischa de Benesia. Dorish Rabbi Ula, Rabba, Dash in front of the Pischa de Benesia, the prince, like Rafa Pishom, even though it was said, Ein Adam Zanes Bonov Benoiser Shem Ketanim, a father does not have a Chiv Midiraisa to support his young children, Avozan Katne Ketanim. But when they're very long, then he does have a chiv. Could be only with the Rabbanim, but when they're very young, then the father does have a chiv. And the Gemara says, now, Ad Kama, till how old? Ad Ben Sheish, till they're 6 years old. Before six, then the father does have a chiv to support his kids. Kid Rabasi, the Yom Rabasi, Koton Ben Sheish, if you have a Koton at 6 years old, Yoitzi Berevimoi, you go out an Erev Tchumim on Shabbos Yontif with his mother's Erev. So Rashi explains what it means to say that the loch and erev is, let's say the father makes an erev tchumim one way, and the mother makes the erev tchumim the other way. That the loch is, if the kid is six or less, he goes after his mother. So the pshat is that he still needs his mother has to feed him. So Allah Rashi says, since the husband has to support his wife, and the wife has to take care of the kids, therefore he has to support the kids also. A mashmi after the 6 years old that they could take care of themselves already, then there's no chiyuv for the father to support his kids. However, it says mimai. What's the proof in our Mishnah? Midiktoni, it says hoisa manika, if she's nursing, poichsim lo mimaisio de. We make her. She has a right to stop working so hard. Homosifun amuznoi seho. We give her more food to eat. My timer. Why do we give her more food to eat? Lav mishum de boy lamecha b'hador, because she has to like give the kid also teat. That's why from now on we have to start giving her more teat. Mashma, the husband has to support her, give her more. Smara says no, maybe there's no proof. Fiduma, maybe mishum de chelhi, maybe she's sick now, and therefore she has to eat more to make herself healthy. Im came for the more, if that's the pshat, listen, why doesn't it say, him hoysa chela? Should have said then, if she's sick, she has the right to get more food to become healthy. Razumayim hoysa mnik, what does it mean if she's nursing? Fiduma, my nursing means because she has a kid that the husband has to give her more food in order to support the kid also. No, maybe this is what the Mishnah means to tell us. That the Stam Menikas Chela, a normal Isha that's nursing, she is like sick. Chela's Ninu. And if so maybe that's why the Mishnah says Lashon of Menikah. It teaches this, that Stam Menikas are sick and you have to give her more teeth because of that. And it we learned that Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Masifun lo yayin, we give her extra wine. You know why? Shayayin yof lecholof. Because the wine is good for the milk. That's why you have to give her more teat. Alright, Hadron lecha afopi. Alright, we'll stop here. Continue on the next page, Mitzvah Shem.